This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What is on your mind today? Would you tell me? This you may think this is crazy. I mean, we're 40 days till an election. It's a very important election. A very important election. In the last few years, I've heard people saying, and I've agreed with, this is the most important election of our lifetimes, right? And I've agreed with it. But this one really is. This one really is. I think mostly because things just keep getting worse. And when you have a Supreme Court disregard the Constitution, when you have an administration disregard the elected leaders in the House and Senate on so many issues, it really this is a line in the sand. Do you keep going that way, or do you go a different way? So it is a very important election. We have an international crisis that is happening right underneath our noses. That is such a failure of leadership, it's unbelievable. The federal level especially. And continues to get worse. And I see pictures of big guns and stupid things and hear stories about shots fired and people arrested with weapons. And, you know, all the while you got the fact-challenged, emotional liberal types who just disregard facts. And just, you know, everything's peaches and cream. There's nothing bad about this. No matter how many police reports, no matter how many law enforcement officials come out and say things, no matter how many pictures are shown, they're you know, coming up with something else. So they're over there. And despite all that happening right underneath our nose, and a number of different angles on all of which we could talk about, do you know what has me really revved up today, guys?
Really, what has you really revved up today, Scott?
Rolling Stone has come out with a top 100 list of the best television shows, and I only agree with one of them.
Expect you to agree with something Rolling Stone came out with in the first place, whatever it was. But,
yeah, well, okay. That's part of the problem. But let's just set that aside.
Have you ever started the show with I read something in Rolling Stone.
I'm not. No,
that's what I thought.
And by the way, I don't know. Maybe it's news that in the top 10, I actually see three examples where I could agree with it. But top five, the only one that I see that belongs there is Seinfeld. Seinfeld belongs in the top five. But I don't see WKRP in Cincinnati. I don't see Andy Griffith. I don't see, the Brady Bunch. I don't see Little House in the Prairie. How is Little House in the Prairie not make a list
in
of
Rolling
the best
Stone
TV shows of all time? Well, set aside that it's Rolling Stone. Just a list, any list.
Well, you've got to consider the source. I mean, think of who you're asking here.
Well, it's a TV critic from Rolling Stone. It's not the...
Yeah, but it's Rolling Stone. They're not going to say Little House on the Prairie.
Come on, so,
Scott. I'm not trying to throw you under the bus here. I just don't think they would ever say that in a million years publication.
Would Little House on the Prairie be in your top five?
Top five? I don't know. Great show. Top five? I don't know.
Come on.
Well, just see. So what would listeners say? Call and let us know, folks.
So write your own list today on the top shows. I recognize there's a lot of things happening. There's a lot of things going on. And the show's called What's on Your Mind for a Reason. You can tell me if you consider some of those things more important. But I today, I'm looking for a little diversion here. I'll be at Husk Fest tomorrow. That'll be another little diversion.
And, Texter says no, by the way, on that one right away. Bam.
Little House on the Prairie doesn't belong in the...
Right.
What kind of a... Rolling Stone reading madman sentiment.
Well, you're a madman if you think Rolling Stone is going to...
Forget
that. I'm not saying they're... I'm not defending them. I'm just saying the publication is never going to pick Little House on the Prairie. I'm not saying they're right.
What's yours?
Know the room.
The Todd list, the Manny list, the Scott list, your list. Let me know. Here's the telephone numbers, by the way, for this or anything on your mind today. You found out what's on mine. I guess I need a diversion. I guess I'm just so tired of people who guide their decisions on emotion rather than fact, which is really a plague. If you ask me, that we need to deal with at some point in this country.
Aren't you picking Rolling or picking Little House on the Prairie, not being in Rolling Stone's list as emotion?
No, because it's factually a fabulous show. If life...
No, that's a matter of opinion. I don't disagree with your opinion, but it's still an opinion.
If the majority of our listeners, the majority of Americans, live their life the way they do on Little House on the Prairie, this would be a better country. Less people would be in jail. Less people would be in some sort of family strife. Less people would be, pick your issue.
I don't disagree with you.
Oh, I thank you.
You're talking about Rolling Stone here.
Would you forget Rolling Stone already?
You're the one quoting it.
I'm asking for your list.
Their list. Okay, all right.
Sorry, list.
That's a whole different discussion then.
Yes. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, ladies and gentlemen. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. What should be on your list? What should be on that list? Best TV shows ever. Name one. Or anything else on your mind.
Ooh.
You can also
somebody
email...
just put Seinfeld at number 93.
Come on! Show is belly laughing.
I'm not, and see, I'm a laugh guy, but Seinfeld, I like it, but it's never been in my top five either. And I realize I'm in the minority on that one, big time. Totally aware.
Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com to email as well. Full hour of your calls, questions, and comments on any and all issue. What's on your mind? And as far as I'm concerned, the most important issue on the planet, what's the best TV show? Glenn and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Yeah, the best program that was on TV was Sky King.
There you go.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah. And then the one with Bridges, the deep sea guy, the diver. I forget the name of the program, but the reason I called was with what's going on at Cannonball in the presidential election. And there's people out there that, not because she's female, that has nothing to do with it, but with the way that woman has lied and deceived and extorted money, and they want us to make her the president to follow this guy that hasn't done nothing as far as leadership, because it trickles down from him to Cannonball. I realize that Archambault could have done something about that from the get-go, but... Where is he at?
Well, he is busy being wined and dined by the global warming jihad green extremists, and is obviously swept up in all of this and has lost any sight of what needs to be done at Standing Rock. None whatsoever. But what he said in Geneva disqualifies him of any kind of credibility whatsoever. It's ridiculous. It should be written about in media. But I also agree with you. It trickles down from... from the president. That's the lawlessness. It ties into the law and order issue that ought to be front and center in this campaign. I want to hear more about it. Glenn, appreciate your call. And I've never watched an episode of Sky King. I see the last episode was 1959.
Yeah, it's a 50s show, but yeah.
Last season, but,
a cowboy who uses an airplane instead of a horse, essentially.
Yeah. A rancher that uses an airplane to fight crime, I'm all in. I'm going to check it out and find the DVD. Bruce in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Good morning, Todd.
Morning.
I wanted to preemphasize my comments here because I don't always tune in. Sometimes the topic to me it just doesn't interest me, so I'll listen to a podcast or something like that. But I do frequently listen to the program, and over the years, Scott, not bet you personally. But I find the article and them including the article about your brother in the forum disgusting. I just could not. What? I don't know. I think that the level of reporting these days has really gone downhill. They're doing a disservice to the public. when they attach people that have no business in it to something that they have no business of.
Maybe we should explain to the rest of the audience. My brother, who used to work for us, hasn't for a couple of years, but he used to work for us as a producer here, has some troubles and is getting some treatment right now. And because of his substance abuse, did some things that he should not have done, and has pled guilty for that and received a sentence for that and dealt with it. I don't think it's as bad as it was portrayed in some of the stories, but nonetheless, he owns it. He did some things he should not have done. The form of Fargo-Moorhead and WDAY, Forum Communications, chose to report on it, which it's news because he's a concert promoter and known, and attached my name to it. And, in my mind, that's just petty, cheap.
I know you're used to getting arrows, but I just, because that leads to them having that liberal, I quit subscribing or buying them.
I appreciate the support, Bruce. Most importantly, pray for my brother. He needs it. More after this.
That asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Cattlemen, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota, is holding their 11th annual meeting at the Ramada in Bismarck Friday, September 30th and Saturday, October 1st. The featured speakers are Dr. Harwood Schaefer, research professor at the Ag Policy Analysis Center, University of Tennessee, speaking on the state of agriculture today. RCAF CEO Bill Bullard, speaking on trade and checkoff issues. North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring and Dr. Susan Keller, state veterinarian. All cattlemen are invited to attend. For registration and information, contact Larry Knev, 220-6102.
So chances are, when I'm not behind the microphone doing what's on your mind, I'm meeting with business owners and managers and marketing officials about how to help them build their business. Get more customers. That's the name of the game, right? Grow. Get bigger. Get better. Can we help you? We have a statewide network that has more listeners than any other radio program on the air in North Dakota. We thank our listeners for that. They're very loyal. They're here every day, and they're waiting to become your customers. If you let us help tell your story, that's what we are, storytellers. And talk radio does it better than any other medium. It's real, it's personal, it's passionate. Let us help tell your story. I'd love to meet with you, see where we can help. KFIRE 550, AM 1100, The Flag. Just give us a call at 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3 for me. Or call Jim at KFIRE at 701-255-1234.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Deal I was talking about at Big Iron recently from Titan Outlet Store, where you get guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Guess what, folks? That deal is still available to you. And I can tell you firsthand, having spent better part of a week in that beautiful cab with the luxury leather interior and the buddy seat, auto steer ready, ground radar, the big 520/85 R46 on the bar axles with the differential lock, couple of growing seasons left on most of those tires, as a matter of fact. And the rear is outfitted with the four remotes and the high-capacity hydraulic pump, so that's a good deal. It's a 16-speed power shift, collar shift, shuttle shift in the tow cable, which, you know, fortunately, I've been in wet conditions lately. That's a nice little added feature as well. 2008 Case IH Steiger, 485, the 50-year Steiger anniversary edition of that. And a great price. You're going to buy this right when you call the folks at Titan Outlet Store. 218-233-3700 is the number. 218-233-3700. Came out of South Dakota. They know the owner. It's a good deal. We're online at TitanOutletStore.com. Check it out. All right. One other thing I just wanted to say about the caller before the break that brought up a situation involving my brother, and I appreciate the sentiment because, you know, obviously some media covering that said, you know, this has nothing to do with Scott. It's like, I mean, if a television anchor has a brother who gets crosswise with the law, do you say, you know, he's the brother of the television anchor? You know, whatever. It's media games. I let it roll off my back. I mostly cringe at it for the sake of my wife and kids, but because it just has nothing to do with us, and yet it's sort of dragging you into it. But you know what I've noticed lately about a lot of newspaper reporting related to crimes and, you know, police record and things like that, especially of I'm thinking specifically of one. Do you remember the story about a South St. Paul teacher who was gay, who had a gay partner, and he abused a teenager? And this was a former student of his, and ultimately the cops got onto it, and he was he fled and killed himself in a murder-suicide with his partner. The level of graphic detail in that story, he happened to be a Concordia College graduate, and so I guess it was reprinted in the media in North Dakota because of the fact that Concordia is in Fargo-Moorhead or whatever. It was ridiculous. And I have seen more and more stories with gratuitous detail on sexual crimes or allegations or whatever in stories that have no basis for that. Why is that? You didn't read that 5 years ago, 10 years ago in a newspaper story. And, you know, to the extent that you want to be transparent, put a link to the police report allowing people to go see it if they choose to take that next step. Don't put it in a news story. Am I wrong? I don't know. I just think that to me was the worst part of that whole deal. It's just, I guess it's a desperation of print media. You know, maybe if they put that stuff in, people will, you know, read it, I guess.
Well, they are in need of trying to get those things sold yet, and it ain't going as well as it used to, so yeah.
That's the only thing I could think of. I don't know. Rick sends an email. Hey, listen to you a lot. Can I trouble you to look at a story regarding extreme soil erosion and lack of money for CRP? It's a story out of Jamestown. Farmers and ranchers in North Dakota have raised concerns with the growing number of CRP acres that are being affected by erosion. Some of the CRP land in question can be found in Stutzman County. The Conservation Reserve Program is a cost share and rental payment program assisted by the USDA Farm Service Agency. We know all that. The USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service. Austin Lang is a district conservationist with the NRCS in Jamestown. He stated erosion has been a concern for some time. The CRP program allots acreage to farmers to maintain and pays them a rental supplement for taking care of the area. Lang reports the land had expired in its 10-year contract in the area. Once they came out, the land was broke up out of grass and farmland, farmed intensively again, rather, causing major erosion of the soil. Because of this, over 100,000 acres of CRP land has been significantly reduced. Lang reports that the combination of land management and weather have caused major erosion in Stutzman County in North Dakota. Lang pointed out that it's continued concern of his and many others in the state. According to him, management practices can be a contributing factor to the erosion. And there are some pictures of that in the story that was forwarded to me. This listener is asking if we would ask Congressman Kramer about it. My question to the audience is, what's going on here? And what's your opinion about this? We'll turn it over to the experts that are living in this world. Thanks, Rick. Happy to do it. Mike, up in the northwest angle of Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, Scott. I'm calling from the car radio. I hope you can hear me. I'm leaving Drayton, heading back home to Minnesota, and my heart goes out to the guys trying to get the sugar beets out. But two questions for you, one on the flag code, one on TV. I remember sitting around the TV when I was a youngster, 50s, early 60s. The most popular shows were Gunsmoke, Have Gun Will Travel, Bonanza. We couldn't wait to watch The Wonderful World of Disney. And I think if you look at your viewing audience, 100 million, 125 million back then, there was a lot more people watching those shows than even Seinfeld or MASH nowadays. Second thing, the United States Flag Code of 1936, as amended, it's against the law for you not to stand up, place your hand over your heart, to place the flag at the national anthem. But it's the only part of the United States Code that does not have a penalty provision. So if somebody doesn't stand up, salute, or place your hand over your heart when the flag is shown, it's disrespect and it's against the law, but there's no penalty. So.
Wow. In the code, did not know that. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call, Mike. And you said that's in our U.S. code.
Yes, it is. United States code, the flag code passed in 1936 as amended. When the flag is raised and the national anthem is played, you have to stand up, place your hand over your heart. If you're a military vet, you can salute. But if you don't do it, it doesn't matter if you're arrested or not. There is no penalty. That's one of the few laws in the United States where there's no penalty if you don't do it.
Should there be a penalty?
No, I don't think there should be a penalty, or you have mass arrests, and what would the penalty be, $20, $30? But you are breaking federal law. It's just that the Congress passed it and said there's no penalty provision to this. So, but you're still disrespecting and you're still disobeying federal law when you don't stand up. That's why events like the Medora Musical are so important.
Sure is. There you go. That's a great one. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. And I'm with you on Wonderful World of Disney. I'm putting that in my top five, too. Sat there, watched every second of it. And also about shows like that, getting the views they got. Incredible. Mike is on the road. You got a contribution to the best TV shows of all time list for us?
Yeah, I think the people who put that list together were looking at their lifetime only. Because going before my lifetime, heck, Captain Kangaroo had a much bigger impact. It created children's programming. The Ed Sullivan Show introduced how many acts to the United States? And if you look at Star Trek spun off four different television series with a fifth one coming next year and at least 16, 17 movies.
All good points, so, Mike. Mike, appreciate that very much. We didn't get his favorite, though. Mike, what's your favorite? I lost my connection to your call back. More coming up, 800-228-0550.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Would be good. Even the Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
Plain and simple. Have a good day.
Yeah, any rational mind or thought, factual individual, this whole thing is baloney, and there's lots of people to blame. I mean, the sheriff could have shut that down over there, should have. When he didn't, our governor should have gotten involved. The president has kept the pot stirred, which is his agenda, by the way. He is a leader. That you just have to understand what group he's leading and where. And the divisiveness of this administration and everything else is just okay. Go ahead and do it. Take care. I wish us all the best.
Good morning, Scott. I'm calling regarding David Pipcorn's interview regarding the refugee resettlement, and I'd like to commend him for bringing that up to the council. Ann Corcoran was in Fargo. She has a website, Refugee Resettlement Watch, with a lot of information regarding 9 different companies, primary contractors that are paid by the federal government to resettle refugees. And I'd like to hear some input from other people that have information. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Dave Pipcorn is a Fargo City Commissioner. He has taken on an issue many people told him not to take on, and that is to get data, facts, about refugees that have resettled in this area. And what does that have in the way of impact to the city, law enforcement, the schools, et cetera? And by the way, it's how every argument ought to be driven, right? Get the data, and then we can have a discussion about it. But there's so much emotion on the front end very often. We see in the pipeline situation, refugee resettlement, many things. It's unbelievable. We're going to invite Dave on next week. We also have, of course, Jessica Thomason from LSS, who's agreed to come back on. And you mentioned as well Ann Corcoran. She has this website, RefugeeResettlementWatch.com. I did not know she was in Fargo recently, actually, but certainly we'll invite her on. Her website is great. And she is warning on her website right now that the refugee plan for 2017 of 110,000 refugees is a ceiling. I mean, it's what they're trying to do, and the Trump administration would obviously do something very different. No requirement that they reach that number, and a lot of times they don't. So you have an election that is a different outcome. It could be time out, and that's what really is needed. That's what Trump has been saying all along. Just time out. Let's get our arms around this. Let's decide where they're coming from. Is there a better way to do this? All of those things. So again, that's where facts are so important. How many times does West Fargo police interact with illegal immigrants? How many times with refugees that are brought here through a government-sponsored program? These are all things that we ought to know. So anyway, we'll talk about that coming up next week and appreciate the calls on it. Back to your calls at 800-228-0550. Also, your text welcome is always at 701-367-2054, 701-226-8503. A couple places you can text. The sponsor today of the program is our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Do you know lignite coal was first used in North Dakota in 1805 by Lewis and Clark? They did a little test burn of some lignite. The first commercial mine was in Morton County in 1873. In fact, Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong and troops were there to provide protection for the early miners. By 1900, 73 underground mines operating. And it just continued to go from there. Otter Tail Power in 1928 built the Washburn Power Plant. So a long, rich history of this going on. Basin Electric opening their first major lignite-fired generating plant in 1966. That's Leland Olds, a station at Stanton. And to this day, you have people that get up every day in North Dakota to provide affordable, reliable electricity for North Dakota, Minnesota, and regions beyond. And the Clean Power Plan threatens all of that. And other regulations threatens all of that. So this is an industry that needs your help. Stand up with them. For affordable, reliable energy and for jobs and the economy for generations to come in North Dakota and Minnesota. SecureEnergyFuture.org is that website. A lot of text rolling in on the top TV shows. Here's the top five. The Office, Friends, Wings, Big Band, Fast and Loud, Cheers. Seinfeld should be 93 on the list. What? I think that's a diss to me. Texter says, number one, Home Improvement. Another, what about MASH? Good one. Cheers, good one. Parenthood, good one. Is that a TV show, though? It was a movie, wasn't it?
Yes. Well, there is a movie, too, but no, it's a TV show. Yeah. Different. But yes, you're right on both.
Texter, if these people are so peaceful, why did they just get millions to fight crime? I think he's talking about the Native American Dakota Access protest and the announcement of millions of dollars in crime-fighting dollars from the feds. Interesting point. Little House had villains, Nellie and her mother. True, but there's always villains in life. I mean, it still was good lessons on, you know, how did you deal with Nellie, right? Tons of lessons in how to deal with Nellie, the bully. Beautiful. Annie Griffith, by far the best show. Sea Hunt, says another. Gunsmoke should be in the top five. Sanford and Son, how is that not in the top five? That's in my top five for sure. Wheezy, Uncle. Whose line is it anyway?
Wheezy.
Hogan's Heroes.
The Jeffersons.
Heel Straight Blues. Oh, you're right. Yeah, Wheezy was the Jeffersons. Elizabeth was Sanford and Son.
They
I'm confusing
know
my
each
favorite
other,
shows.
Urban.
Yeah. Jefferson, Sanford and Sons, and what's the one I'm forgetting now? All in the Family. Definitely my top five. I think I'm up to a top 100 right now. Phyllis in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Hello.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi. Long time no talk. calling you from South Dakota. I said, I wish that camp would come down, sit in the Black Hills, and show Rapid City what racism is. We need law enforcement down here. It really needs to be looked at. We have 41 unsolved deaths of Native Americans in Rapid City, South Dakota. Anyway, I want to talk to you about, I was around some elders for 20-some years, and they had long past, but they fought the Army Corps of Engineers for years. Standing Rock was self-sufficient. They were on their own. Where you see Missouri River, that's where Standing Rock had their timber, and they had the lumber mill. They were self-sufficient. They didn't need anybody. But what did Army Corps do? Come in and no questions. It's like they're doing now again, and take that away and put the Missouri River there. They call it the taken land. And my children are the seventh generation of that that never received a dollar from that. And then the other part of it was back in the 90s, we fought with it was a Smith, Kline, and Beecham as a pharmaceutical company was trying to bring in an unlicensed vaccine. And Bruce Ellison was our pro bono. He tried to help us out from Standing Rock and Pine Ridge. And we went, he did all the paperwork, the legwork. We had the documents. We were trying to file a federal restraining order. And they, $150 now, it's not cheap. And
so, Phyllis, so do me a favor. Let's set aside what's happened and let's look forward. What would be a way that would get folks around the table to say, we are where we are, what's happened's happened, let's go forward and let's do it. What's the right way going forward?
The company just needs to respect the Native Americans.
How is the company not respected Native Americans?
They have all the law on their side. They have all the, we have been unarmed for years, you know.
Well, nobody's talking about arms. How have they not respected, in the case of the 2+ years of this project, the company's done everything asked of them, of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the Public Service Commission. They even reached out several times specifically to Standing Rock to say, can we come sit down and address any concerns? And we're rebuffed 9 times.
Liars.
What do you mean, liars?
I read the council minutes. I follow up on Standing Rock. I don't see 9 times in there.
Well, you know, I don't know what's recorded and what isn't, and I guess we could ask the company where specifically is the paper trail of the, my understanding there's letters that have been sent that have reached out, but there were 3 public service hearings that were not attended, Phyllis.
Well,
that's
like
where you object.
Season. Yeah. But back to the Senator Quentin Burdick, Mr. Dorgan, you know,
we're looking back again, Phyllis. We're looking back. How about looking forward? That's what I'm saying. Give me an example of what respect means going forward. What can they do better? How do we get beyond people being in harm's way and people living in an encampment with winter coming and all kinds of ridiculousness? How can we just look forward, get everybody back to a quote-unquote a normal way of life and have everybody feel like they've been heard? What would it take going forward?
I don't know. I think DAPL went too far. They went
too far in what regard?
Too far by harming the people, you know.
How are they harming the people, Phyllis?
Excuse me, what?
How are they harming people?
With the dogs, from the dog bites, you know.
There were no dog bites, actually.
There was.
No, there was Photoshop little girls. That was from an event 2 years ago. That's the sad thing here, Phyllis. I respect your opinion. I do believe that you honestly want a better way. But the news sources you're relying on are not accurate on this. And
there was two plus years.
The dogs would never have been a problem for anybody if people had not chosen to bust down a fence and charge. I saw a video last night of someone taking a fence post and hitting the dog. That's why the dog was bloody. And then this goofy reporter comes in and says, oh, the dog's mouth is bloody. Did you realize the dog's been biting people? The dog bit no one. Dog was bit from being hit by a fence post.
And they come down there. Come down there on Saturday and Sunday. I was in the kitchen.
Yeah, and let's try and keep it a family program. Folks, I'm exhausted from this. You know, you only believe what you want to believe and hear what you want to hear, disregard total facts about the whole case, and everybody on the other side repeats, their position, and we get nowhere. We have kids in camps and ridiculous situations. Get around the table, get it figured out. Somebody be a leader.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The 10th Annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference is Tuesday, October 11th. Register today. Hosted at the National Energy Center of Excellence at Bismarck State College Campus. Topics of the day include global oil outlook, clean energy, state and national energy policies, and regional transmission and marketing constraints. I'll be there live to discuss today's events on What's On Your Mind. Go to energynd.com/events. Registration fee is $95 through Tuesday, October 6th, so register now. Go to energynd.com/events. American Bank Center presents the North Dakota Rodeo Association 2016 Year-End Finals, September 30th and October 1st, 7 p.m. at the Bismarck Event Center. Champions will be crowned in each of the 9 events. And don't miss One-Armed Bandit of Company, a great specialty act they're live to. Tickets are on sale now at etix.com, that's E-T-I-X.com, or at the Bismarck Event Center box office. The NDRA 2016 Year-End Finals, September 30th and October 1st at the Bismarck Event Center. For more info, go to ndrodeo.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Bottineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
You can buy a car anywhere, so why do car, truck, and SUV buyers keep coming back to Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC? Because at Pucklett, you're treated like family. Shop Pucklett once and you'll be a customer for life. The Pucklett's name means quality, service, and selection. At Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, you'll find a huge selection of new cars and trucks, plus mint condition one-owner trades. Serving you in Bismarck and now in Valley City, that's Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Helps America feel better. That's right, folks. Get in there this week. Get registered for the $50,000 giveaway. New winners drawn every single week. $500 gift cards. They draw them and hand them out like candy over there at PetroServe USA locations. Bismarck, Mandan. Find them in Valley City and Castleton and West Fargo and Fargo and up in Grafton now. They're over there. Castleton, a couple of locations. Down in Wahpeton, Bemidji. And, of course, Dilworth as well. PetroServe USA. Did I say Moorhead? Helping America fuel better. By the way, I haven't mentioned this in a while, but you know, we're about, how long before our big trip to New York City? November 29th, a couple months away. And the thing sold out in like a nanosecond. And we had a lot of people call after the fact, say, hey, you know, we'd really like to go. Can we just figure this out? And I had to get a hold of group travel planners. Long story short, and this largely goes to credit to Vance Castleman and Myron Hansen up in Minot, two pillars of the business community up there. Myron, of course, part of the Applebee's empire across the upper Midwest here. They said, we really, really want to go. So we found a way, and we've actually added an additional motor coach in New York City. That was the big thing, because we had a full motor coach, 60 in New York City. So we've added another one now. So for all those people who called after and said, I want to go, and we said, I'm sorry, we're sold out, here is another opportunity to do it. What they are doing this time is setting up, so you book your own airfare wherever you're coming from, but everything else you're in with the group. And so some folks are going from Minot, some from all over. So this is one heck of a deal, folks. It really is. It's going to be great. So. And it is November 29th through December 4th, just a little refresher, 6 days, 5 nights in New York City. And we're doing a whole lot of fun. I mean, the 9/11 Memorial and Museum, and we're doing, you know, I think the fun thing is the UND game with Boston College. It'll happen on that Saturday night, the last night we're there. But we do a wonderful play about War and Peace. It's actually the War of 1812, Natasha, I think it's called. That is the rave right now. So a Broadway play, but also the Rockettes. We go to Trump Tower, and they're not doing Trump Tower dinners anymore because of this is after the election, and they're planning on shutting it down. They did us a special favor, so we're going to have dinner at the Trump Tower. Just one thing after another. Doing a dinner cruise around New York City, Hard Rock Cafe. I mean, I could go on and on and on. Fox News Channel, a lot of fun stuff. So if you would like to go and you're going, really, seriously, there's another chance. There's a small window here to get this next group in. And you can email me, Scott H. That's Scott and then H for him. Okay, Scott H at flagfamily.com. Scott H at flagfamily.com. And or text me at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054, and I'll get you the information. Okay? Jeff in Jamestown, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
One of the most cutting-edge comedies on Prime TV was Rowan Martin's Laugh-In.
Classic show. Absolutely.
Yes. I thought it was back on the air watching the debate tonight. I wasn't too sure.
No kidding.
Stellar.
Yeah. They ought to do a debate version of that. You know, put Trump behind one door and, you know, put Hillary Clinton behind the other. And, you know, if people pop up with questions, I'd love that. It'd be classic.
Well, yeah. Lappin set the stage for Saturday Night Live, which is another ahead of its time, cutting edge. I wish we had more of that. Things would be a little happier.
Very good point. I'm trying to remember what whose careers were made by Laugh-In.
Oh, Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, that's right.
Artie Johnson. Burt Reynolds was on quite a bit. Even Nixon said, "Sock it to me."
Yeah.
I mean, it had everything. Make no mistake.
Yeah, good stuff.
Right.
Thanks, Jeff. Good addition. Rockford Files, another one I'd put right up there. Jackie Gleason, Barney Miller. The Waltons. How did I forget the Waltons? Good night, John Boy. Remember that? Dukes of Hazzard. Classic. Texter says, Dukes of Hazzard because Obama doesn't want us watching it anymore. Another says, hey, Scott, Lawrence Welk, North Dakota. How could you forget that? Very good. Dan and Dickinson says, Walt Disney World, before the loony left ruined it from the 70s. Wild Kingdom, Frasier. Johnny Quest, Emergency, Third Rock from the Sun, Adam 12, Friends, Scooby-Doo. He also had Lawrence Welk on the list. Firefly, says another. I don't remember that one at all. Red Skeleton, Hee-Haw. We're getting good stuff here. 800-228-0550. Another texter says, can you read Clay Jenkinson on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest? Give me a website where it's at. I'll happily do that. Always enjoy reading Clay stuff. Clay was a guest of ours not long ago on the topic. Had a very reasonable discussion about it. I think he sees both sides. He sees it from a factual basis. He also brings a lot of history into it, which you can't ignore. Good suggestion. We're due to have Clay back. He's offered to come back and have a discussion. We'll do it soon. All right, let's see here. We have Scott in northern North Dakota, or southern North Dakota. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, you said Seinfeld was a good show.
I like Seinfeld, yeah.
The couple times that I seen Seinfeld, it was promoting recreational sex. like so many of these programs, and so I quit watching it after that. So,
well, you're not wrong. There was some racy stuff there. It was adult humor. It was not something for kids at all, and I don't disagree with you. It was sort of the beginning of things coming really off the rails there. There was more humor and kind of just childish stuff than there was necessarily, you know, the sexual stuff, but there were episodes with it. Sure, you're right there. Pat in South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to comment, it wasn't my favorite show, TV show, but my parents wanted to watch the Lawrence Welk show every time it came on.
Good.
Back in the late 50s, and I believe that probably mine was more like Gunsmoke or whatever. And then I'd like to comment on the Dakota Access on the problem they're having.
I want your comment, Pat, but I'm going to have to ask you to hang on because we're coming up against a hard break, and we'll chat with you as soon as we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
701-258-0550.
Mom and Dad have had the same home phone number for years. Now that they're moving into assisted living, they're worried their friends won't know how to be able to call them on their home number. We found OurOldNumber.com offered a great solution. OurOldNumber.com will forward Mom and Dad's home number to their cell phones. It's just like their home phone number went with them to their new home. Thanks to OurOldNumber.com. That's OurOldNumber.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.